Welcome to ATS Mix.
And I think until you start asking questions, you know, you're just going to buy whatever's offered to you on the 6 o'clock news.
ATS Mix.
This isn't a talk show, it's a freak show.
From AboveTopSecret.com.
But also be skeptical of the people who are out there selling conspiracy theories.
The Internet's most popular conspiracy theory discussion board. ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com.
In the name of Christ, just let us in!
Starts now.
And welcome one and all, it's the ATS Mix. I'm Johnny Anonymous.
And I am Dave Rabbit.
And you know, it is a 90-minute show this time, but I gotta ask you, why 90 minutes and not 2 hours like last week's?
Well, because we were crashing the servers with all the downloads worldwide with our 23 million plus fan base, so the Amigos basically said, cut it back to 90 minutes, boys, or you're fired. So that's
Well, let's tell everybody who we have on the show this time. We've got sightings from our international ATS Mix correspondents on UFOs.
Yeah, we're also going to start a new thing called the Soapbox, where we're going to have weekly mystery guests that come in and talk about anything that's on their mind.
And then, of course, the Skeptic Overlord, Bill Urban's going to stop by, share some of those more popular threads at ATS, and then later get interrogated by the members in Ask the Overlord.
Then we're going to chat with a new host of the popular BTS Mix show that just premiered this week, Doc Hancock and Spencer Tracy.
And they're very nice guys, too.
They are.
And in this show, the sound off is going to be all about healthcare.
And then, not to be outdone by his partner, the Skeptic Overlord, our pal Springer will be telling us what's happening in his weird little world up in Indian Territory. And because he's the Rain Man of the Amigos, you never know what he's going to talk about.
And speaking about never knowing what you're going to be talking about, I have to mention that at the end of the show, we have Dave's rant.
I love that guy.
So stick with us. We'll be right back right after this.
Hey, everyone. Doc Hancock from the BTS Mix Show here.
And I'm Spencer Tracy. We have a lot of fun goofing around on the BTS Mix Show, but when we want to go way above and get some great programming variety, there's only one place to go, and that's our sister shows here at the Above Network.
That's right, Spencer. And when I need some serious mental stimulation, Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous over at the ATS Mix Show will drop some serious knowledge on you about anything from what's happening now in the news to cutting-edge conspiracy theories to whether or not we're alone in the universe. I know that Johnny and Dave will have insightful discussions about member posts, member interviews, and exclusive interviews with experts in their fields.
Got politics? I tune into the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case. Need the real scoop about what's going on in Washington? Justin and Martin are here to make sure that none of these folks pull anything over on you, and they keep us up to date with current member discussions, member interviews, and interviews with noted politicians and authors. For politics, Martin and Justin are the guys to turn to.
So come on over and deny boredom with us at the BTS Mix Show, featuring Spencer Tracy and me, Doc Hancock.
Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
And deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case.
Be part of the revolution.
Now, from the AboveTopSecret.com mobile headquarters team, currently begging for gas money outside a Quickie Mart in Wichita, Kansas, it's the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome back to the ATS Mix Show. Hey, listen, Dave, before we start getting into our international UFO correspondence sightings, I wanted to ask you, what is all this that I saw in a post with innumerable amounts of how much is the doggy quotes?
Oh, yeah, I had to write it on the blackboard 100 times. How much is the doggy? Well, how much is the doggy claims that every time we've mentioned him in the last 70-something, 80-something shows that we've called him, how much is that doggy?
Ah.
From How Much Is That Doggy in the Window, you know that song.
Right.
So anyway, of course, lovingly, he was kidding. And he spent 100,000 ATS points. And he has this little secondary little line that now says, the most flubbed name on ATS history. So...
is it flubbed or fluffed?
Fluffed. I think it says fluffed. Yeah, fluffed. I think he's making a dog.
You know, if we don't get that right, we're going to hear from him.
I know. So anyway, 1,000 apologies to How Much Is The Doggy.
Right. And as I was looking through my notes, I noticed that you wanted to talk about something about President Bush's ranch there in Crawford, Texas.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's not that far. Well, it is, but it's really not in Texas. You know, we're so big here. From the Stephenville scenario with the UFOs, and supposedly there was a sighting at the Crawford Ranch. And as it turned out, once the investigators got there and the ufologists and everything, it was just Dick Cheney playing skeet, practicing for shooting the Easter Bunny when he comes down to the Crawford Ranch.
I see.
No big deal. Just old Cheney.
He's looking for something else to shoot.
Yeah, he's trying to sharpen his skills a bit. You know, he's not satisfied with just winging people. He wants to go for a kill this time. You know. Sorry.
Well, you are right. They're at Bush's ranch there in Crawford, Texas. That was really only about 16 miles away from where the sighting of the UFO was, and they scrambled, you know, those F-14s and F-16 jets there because they thought that it was going to violate the restricted airspace over the presidential ranch. So that's
right.
Kind of an interesting side note as we now turn our attention to our international sightings. And I want to make a quick apology here. You know, we started out last week by mentioning that we had three international ATS mix correspondents that were going to be doing the reporting. Yet when we actually did the production, you also heard another correspondent. So there were four. We failed to mention our friends from Mexico, Victor Camacho.
I like Victor Camacho. I really do. You know?
Victor is great. We decided, we flipped a coin, and we decided we're going to start off with Victor in this week's International UFO Sightings Report.
Well, great. I'm looking forward to that.
This is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Here are your anomalous sightings.
From around the world.
This is Victor Camacho from Desvelado.com with this week's sightings report from Mexico. This week we have been followed information about the Mezcala case, where a strange light had caused panic among the residents of Mezcala. This is located in Guerrero State in Mexico. Stressing that the event had a duration about 30 hours, witnessed by the entire town's residents. This report indicates that the phenomenon started in the early hours of December 31st and was present until the first hours of February 2nd, 2008. It's especially important to mention that the electric power supply to the town was affected by this event. Some residents state that the strange light passed over the town and then landed at the Cerro Pie de Minas, where it remains, flashing powerful lights, especially at night. Given the long duration of the phenomenon, the residents of Mezcala had the opportunity to record these unusual events in still cameras and video cameras, so the images has been collected to later analyze by OMIFO, the Mexican UFO Research Organization. Reporting for AboveTopSecret.com, this is Victor Camacho.
These are the reported sightings over the United States. This is David C. In Florida, while appearing live on an internet radio program on Monday, February 25th, 2008, UFO researcher Dick Criswell took several live reports about UFO sightings from areas all along the east coast of Florida, including the area of the Turkey Point Nuclear Power Generating Plant near Homestead, Florida, which is located 35 miles southwest of Miami. Shortly after the initial reports, the Turkey Point Nuclear Power Generating Plant automatically shut down, leaving millions of South Florida residents without power. The Florida sightings involved both cylindrical and triangular-shaped UFOs. In Wisconsin, a couple saw what appeared to be a straight horizontal line at a 30-degree angle from where they stood, emitting a bright white light with a soft red-like center. Initially, it simply looked like really bright stars linked together while the sun was setting. Within the following 20 seconds, the item rose slowly into the sky while diminishing in size rather quickly as if it were moving away. The object produced no audible sound, smoke, or trails. Within the 20-second duration, the object simply vanished as if it had left the atmosphere. Out of Childress County, Texas, comes a report of a couple being pursued by a craft while driving their SUV on Road 256. The driver had to slow the vehicle down when he realized that they were going to cross paths on the road. The witness claims the craft had a wingspan of approximately 6 to 8 feet with lights along the wings and had a very tiny box in the middle. When the witness would turn the SUV to the right or the left, the craft would do likewise. The witness stated, "When it moved further down the side of my vehicle, I could see a projection, possibly a camera lens, aimed at my vehicle. I started forward, and it moved on down to the back of my vehicle. I sped away, and it soared over a fence to my right, dipped, then rose straight up into the air and circled right, vanishing from my sight. The box in the middle was approximately 10 to 12 inches square, had a slant on the front portion, and was all gunmetal gray in color. This is David C., reporting for AboveTopSecret.com.
Reporting from Canada, this is Barb Campbell of SPPRC.com. On February 17th at 1:25 a.m. in the city of Regina, a young man was walking to his office when he observed over 30 star-like objects in V formations in the sky heading north. He watched for a duration of 5 minutes before a cloud from the northwest obscured his view. On February 25th, sometime between 9 and 10 p.m. in Bellevue, Saskatchewan, a man and his wife were traveling along the road and were on the rise of a hill when they observed some lights the size of picture windows. The lights were white and very bright. On March 9th in Leader, Saskatchewan, at 12:10 a.m., a double star with rays jutting out from either side shone two larger rays of light into the witness's backyard. Through binoculars, the object was red and yellow, looked like a starburst, and was hovering in the east. It appeared to be turning, grew larger than any surrounding star, bounced back and forth, zigzagged, and executed some strange loops. Ontario reported an unknown craft with oval-shaped object hanging below it, and in British Columbia, reports included a thin cigar-shaped object executing strange maneuvers and speed, as well as a fast-moving object which reflected the sun at 7:15 in the morning. Skies over Canada continue to be active. This is Barb Campbell reporting for AboveTopSecret.com.
This is Sam Willey of AlienationSam.com reporting sightings from around Europe. This week, a mum left baffled by a bright object in the sky. The report from the Sun newspaper states that witness Keeley, who did not wish to release her second name, filmed a bizarre pink object over the skies of southeast London at around 6 p.m. on February 12, 2008. The footage was taken from her kitchen window in Ainerley. Keeley stated, "I've got no answers. I've never seen anything like it." The witness stated the object was bigger than an orange if you were to hold it at arm's length. As she witnessed the object with her husband Adrian and their young 11-year-old daughter Carly, the object began to move and she originally thought it was a firework. Keeley then proceeded to rush upstairs, but the object was nowhere to be seen as it disappeared from sight behind a set of trees. A spokesman for National Air Traffic Services stated they had no reports of any aircraft trouble in the area and said they could not explain what the witness saw. The witness is said to be baffled by the events with no explanation in sight. In other news, the Ministry of Defence in the United Kingdom is said to be releasing previously secret UFO files to the National Archive in the coming weeks. The files are said to contain reports from UFO hotspot Bonnybridge, located in Scotland. Bonnybridge councillor Bill Buchanan, who stated he has seen a number of UFOs in the area, is said to be pleased by the upcoming disclosure. This is Sam Willey reporting for AboveTopSecret.com.
It is the segment we've been sitting on the edge of our seats for. Do you know why?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. It's the segment that we lovingly call From the Soapbox.
Mm-hmm. And this is a segment that I would have thought you probably would have really enjoyed because it's relative to something you like to do.
Sit on the toilet and rant from the bathroom?
You're partially correct there, my friend.
Okay.
By the way, how's that working out for you?
It ain't doing very good, especially when Bunny won't bring me any toilet paper.
Yeah, I hate that when that happens. Anyway, as Dave said,
I'll teach you to quit ranting. Yeah, and I've got nothing in there but my hands and maybe the hand towel. Sorry.
Another vision I don't really want to see. We've got ourselves some prominent folks from all around the world that we're giving them 5 minutes to be able to get up on the pulpit and preach, so to speak, if you will. They can say whatever they want from the soapbox. But, you know, there's only one thing that I have kind of a question about it, and that is how to determine who's going to get on this pulpit first. Do you have any ideas on how we might be able to decide who's going to get up there first?
Well, maybe. Why don't we just use the old Radio First Term Iraq, spin the wheel. We'll put their names up there. You spin the wheel, and whoever it lands on, that's who we do.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead and spin it. Let's see who we got this week.
All right, let me grab this thing and there.
From the soapbox, it's, excuse me. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, this is Stanton Friedman speaking from the soapbox. I've been speaking from a lot of soapboxes, gave my first lecture about flying saucers 41 years ago, and I've reached four major conclusions. These will make some people angry, but what the heck, we're out to stimulate, excite, educate, we hope. One, the evidence is overwhelming that planet Earth is being visited by intelligently controlled extraterrestrial spacecraft. In other words, some UFOs are alien spacecraft. Most aren't. I don't care about them. Second, we're dealing with a cosmic Watergate. That means some people within major governments have known since at least July 1947, when at least two crashed flying saucers and several alien bodies were recovered in New Mexico, that indeed some UFOs are alien spacecraft. I didn't say everybody in government knows. That's not how security operates. The third conclusion is there are no good arguments against the first two. Oh, there are noisy negativists who go on and on, but when you start looking for any evidence to back up their claims that there's nothing to this, you don't find any. And finally, four, because I'm obviously such a shy, retiring kind of guy, we're dealing with the biggest story of the millennium. Visits to planet Earth by alien spacecraft, successful cover-up of the best data, bodies, and wreckage for 61 years now. Now, I'm really feeling optimistic about how things are going. It's been a crazy, wonderful, about a year and a half now, that indicates that maybe some of the breaks we've wanted for all these years are going to happen. People are always asking me, Stan, when are they going to tell us what they know? And what's it going to take to break the story loose, this cosmic Watergate you talk about? Well, frankly, I'm not a psychic, so I can't make predictions like that. However, I'm very much optimistic because of some things that have happened. The first was the Chicago Tribune article on January 1, 2007, about the sightings over O'Hare Airport, about 4 in the afternoon, over the United Airlines terminal, mind you, in November of 2006. Now, it was a good article. It was on the front page above the fold. But what was important was that the Trib acknowledged within a couple of weeks that that article got more response on their website, more than a million hits, than any story they'd ever published about anything. It also led the lists for 4 days, which has never happened. They suddenly realize an awful lot of people are interested in flying saucers, not just a bunch of nuts. And newspapers are desperate for circulation. They're fighting the internet, as you can imagine. And so when the word got out, I think that affected all the press coverage since that time. The Ministry of Defense putting stuff on their website in England, the French government putting a lot of stuff on their website. It went down in 2 hours. The Fife Simonton story, the ex-governor of Arizona who admitted he'd seen the Phoenix lights, the lights at 8:30, not the flares at 5 o'clock, which somehow often get confused with the lights. There have been several Larry King shows. I've been pleased to be on two of them. I don't get paid for those shows, in case you're wondering. I do have two mugs, sorry. The Stephenville, Texas case got a lot more coverage than it otherwise would have. So I'm pleased also, along with that, the response to four new books that have come out within the past year. Witness to Roswell by Don Schmidt and Tom Carey, about Walter Hout's deathbed confession, if you will, sort of like that. The book Captured, The Betty and Barney Hill UFO Experience by myself and Kathleen Martin, Betty's niece. Shoot Them Down, Frank Ficino's book. I wrote the foreword and the epilogue for that about the events of 1952. And Jesse Marceau Jr.'s book, The Roswell Legacy, his side of the story. He's only a colonel, a medical doctor, a flight observer, a flight surgeon, and a combat pilot. So all the way around, in other words, these are good things that are happening. And I'm looking forward to my own book coming out, another one, called Flying Saucers and Science. Should be out in May. You can get all kinds of information about all the goodies and several articles on my website at www.stantonfriedman.com. It's got my phone number, my email address if you want to complain about something. So go to it. But big year coming up. Thanks for listening. This is Stanton Friedman coming down off the soapbox.
We'll be back with more ATS Mix right after this brief message.
Dave Rabbit here again with the ATS Mix Show from AboveTopSecret.com. If you love politics and are tired of hearing and reading all that robotic crap that keeps churning out from the mainstream media, then come join me and thousands of people from around the world at AbovePolitics.com. They have political forums for everyone's taste, including U.S. politics, United Kingdom politics, Canadian politics, head-to-head political debates, politics of war. They have a general chit-chat and a freshman forum for you newbies and rookies to the political arena. There's also forums about Mideast conflict, socialism. They have a slugfest, liberalism, conservatism, moderate, and my personal favorite, military and security issues. So if you don't want to be another sheep and want to be a unique thinker, AbovePolitics.com is for you. Part of the Above Network, LLC. Deny apathy. AbovePolitics.com.
And now it's time for a different view. This is the Skeptic Overview.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Skeptic Overview with our boss, CEO of the Above Network, LLC, Bill Irvin.
Love that Hello. Guy.
I love that guy. Hi, Bill.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're
wonderful.
Doing great. All right, Bill, you got a great show. We've got, I guess, some interesting threads that we're going to talk about, and plus your favorite part of the show, Ask Skeptic Overlord.
I get bit in the ass with that one every time, don't I?
Yeah, there's some good ones coming up, too. So, all right, rock and roll, boss.
Okay, well, I have six threads today. The first one is by one of our favorite thread authors, Mike Singh, titled Alien Spaceship Shooting Plasma-Like Jets Near Saturn. 219 replies and 164 flags. This really
Incredible.
Turned into a top topic really fast because it's an amazing threat. And he opens it up. Now, this is pretty bizarre. An unidentified object near Saturn was photographed by Cassini shooting out a plasma-like jet. Incredibly, the subsequent frames do not show the jet, indicating that the object had probably switched it off. And yes, indeed, he does it again with this amazing observation of some great photos posted in the initial post. And one member, Internos, created an animation from the images that Mike Singh found. And it clearly shows a startling jet coming from an object near Saturn. Lots of sites have picked up on this story. About a total of 15 other websites linking in, including a couple of mainstream sources. As you read through the thread and it evolves, a few other highly interesting anomalies are discovered as a lot of our members started digging into the photos coming from Cassini and even spotting what looks like could be a possible cylindrical shape. Have you guys dug into this thread at all?
Yes. I looked into it a little bit. I just find it really... You know, what I want to know is, where do these guys find all this stuff? I mean, it just blows me
off.
Yeah, I mean, who has the time to do that? I mean, we're all... Yeah. You know, Johnny and I are scrambling trying to get terrestrial radio compliant. You've got 1,000 things going on with the site. Mark's up there, you know, going, hee-ah, hee-ah, with his Indian friends. And, so who's got the time to research all that stuff, you know? That's going to bite me in the butt. You wait. That'll cost me. Sorry, Bill.
That's okay. Mark,
so where do these people – no, seriously. Now, where do these people come up with the time to do this intense research and not be able to feed their families? This stuff could totally blows me away. I mean, who's got the time? My God, the hour only changed 1 hour today, and I'm scrambling in the shower, you know, 5 minutes from coming on air with you. Who has the time to do this?
I don't get it. No, but incredibly, thousands of people do because we get hundreds of great threads every week, and it's just amazing. Like Mike's saying, he's consistently good. He really does research.
And Internos, he's pretty good too.
Yes, exactly. And there's, I mean, we could go down. We could spend the whole show going down the list of members that start great threads. Another thread which became popular really fast. 216 replies, 36 flags from Budsky. who does a good job of finding controversial stuff in the conspiracy theory genre. The thread is titled, MSNBC Reporter, I Hope There Is a Secret Prison for All 9/11 Conspiracy Theorists, is the title of the thread. And he opens up, the corporate media has stepped up on an ongoing smear campaign against anyone who dares question the government's leaky and falsified account of the events of September 11th, 2001. And this thread found its way to ATS, obviously through Budsky. I'm trying to actually figure out how to talk today from a couple different sources. And this thread has evolved into one of the best discussions of this particular type, talking about the media distortions regarding 9/11 that I've ever seen. In the original story from InfoWars, I think is the source website, there's a linked YouTube video. And yes, indeed, while covering an admittedly rude 9/11 truth heckler screaming during a Bill Clinton appearance, Joe Scarborough can be heard saying, "Where's the taser? Tase him! Tase him!" while the angry truther is being led away. And then the reporter covering the event does indeed wish for special prisons for 9/11 conspiracy theorists. Now, it's no secret that I'm no fan of truth or antics. Right. I think they're just alienating people and causing more harm than anything. However, these media knuckleheads do seem to be going out of their way to make what was really an innocuous and probably rather common situation seem far worse than it really was, as well as get in some really nice pot shots out of nowhere for this truth movement issue. And it really does smell like they were looking for a reason to say these things on air. Moving right along, another thread, which got really popular really fast, it was started on March 2nd, has almost 900 replies now. It's titled, The Gullibility of Evolutionists. This thread, again, started by Ashley D., and she opens it up. This thread isn't intended to engage in yet another creation versus evolution debate. Well, maybe she should have given the thread a different title.
Yeah.
In as much as it is to discuss the gullibility and hypocrisy of those who adhere to the theory of evolution and accept supporting evidence with virtually wholesale approval.
That statement isn't going to create any debate, will it?
Of course not. I don't want this to be another one of those.
That's guys. Right.
Lots of replies here in really an updated version of an ongoing conversation, debate, argument, all-out fist fight, or whatever you want to call it, that is really, sadly, nothing much more than an example of how education is failing in the United States. And I don't know where you guys stand on this, but it just seems to me that this is one thing where a lot of people misunderstand what the word theory means in science, for one thing.
Right.
Theory means pretty much that it's accepted, it's been proven. And then they use the English meaning of theory, where it's just so much of an idea. And then they twist that from there, and then they just find all kinds of reasons and contradictions. And I've read about the coverage of the evolution versus creationist debate in other countries, and pretty much they're all pointing at us and laughing over this.
Right.
Have you guys seen any of that?
Yeah, but you know... It's like anything, Bill. My Lord. I mean, I don't care what you post on our site. There's going to be one section that jumps on board with the wagon train, and there's going to be another section that just wants to, you know, catch their bows and arrows. This is another reference to Springer. Gets their bows and arrows and starts trying to kill everybody. And I mean, you're always going to have that. But, you know, to me, that's what makes AboveTopSecret.com so fabulous. Because if everybody was just a bunch of drones, you know, sitting there going, oh, yeah, so that's where it came from. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? And all this crap. You know, it wouldn't be the site it is today. So, yeah, right on for everybody that comes in there and just, you know, takes one side or the other and, you know, stands their ground. That's what it's all about.
I think Dave's a closet creationist. What do you think, Johnny?
Oh, I don't give a rat's ass one way or the other. You know, it's just I think our members have that. You know, they should be able to express themselves.
Well, the one thing that really escapes me when I see these arguments is that there's so much evidence for evolution, and we're even seeing it in a lot of species today, as it happens in bacteria and insects. There's evidence, undeniable evidence for evolution. So if you believe in creation, then doesn't that mean that evolution was created?
Oh.
Good point.
Oh.
I think it does. As a
nice, Bill. Nice.
Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, moving right along, let's try to cover something that's not too controversial. Posted by author Sparta 4355. I haven't seen this member post anything, so a relatively new member. But anyway, 340 replies, six flags, titled Smokers Are People Too. And it begins, Smokers' Rights. If you don't live in an area with a smoking ban, this probably isn't the thread for you. I personally think the way they are treating smokers in several areas is simply unconstitutional. Smokers are not a protected class, but in today's society, we should be. Lots of great input from the slew of ATS members that you alluded to, Dave. And in general, yes, I think this is one example of society overreacting to this particular situation. I mean, let's face it. If you think about it, just consider the barrage of chemicals that are transforming our food into overprocessed food-like substances and how much of a greater risk they are to our health than secondhand smoke, maybe even firsthand smoke.
Right.
I just look at it from that point of view. It's just an incredible overreaction. Now, I'm not a smoker, and I certainly enjoy a good cigar every once in a while. And it used to be that, you know, in a nice restaurant, you could finish your meal, go over to the lounge, have a cigarette and a drink or a cigar and a drink, and, you know, it was a civilized experience. But right. You can't do that anymore. You have to go outside, and here in Buffalo, you have to go outside in the cold. You got to get your coat on. You got to freeze, and it's just a pain.
Well, now, see, now here's something you're going to find really amazing, and that is I can give you a perspective from both worlds because I was a smoker from my junior year in high school all the way through my Vietnam stuff and all the way when I was a young man, and I have been smoke-free for the last 20 years. So if you have a calculator – I basically smoked for 20 years. During the time that I smoked, I too, even though back in those days there was not the restrictions that there are today, still, you know, as a non-smoker now, looking back on my smoking years, I can see where people want to have them sequestered away from them. Because as a smoker, I mean, I just didn't think anything about it, blowing smoke and, you know, kind of in someone's people's face in a conversation or whatever. And I can remember numerous times as a smoker having a cigarette lit and being busy in my business or whatever and lighting another cigarette. And all of a sudden, I've got two cigarettes lit, not thinking about it. The most important time for a smoker, and all you smokers out there, I'm sure you will agree, the best time for a cigarette is either with a drink of alcohol.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm holding. I'm in a holding pattern.
It's going to be FCC compliant.
On a time delay, right? It's a time delay.
With a drink of alcohol, right after an animal act with the opposite sex, or... And this is the most important one that was for me. After I brushed my teeth and got rid of all that nasty smell the next morning, the best cigarette in the world was the very first one with a clean mouth.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for me.
Effort.
Yeah. Now, the flip side is, now that I was smoke-free, when I quit cold turkey. I didn't need patches. I didn't need, you know, rectal thermometers or any of that stuff. I just quit cold turkey.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I quit cold turkey. Now, I tell you what I did.
That's a new technique, you know.
I made it again. Yeah.
I was smoking. Take his temperature.
I made it a game. I had a pack of cigarettes unopened in front of me for the first 30 days. And really? I made it a game. And I said, if I am not stronger than that pack of cigarettes, then I am really a weak person. And I intentionally kept cigarettes with me 24/7, even by my nightstand. But now that I'm smoke-free, you know, really, it doesn't bother me, Bill, just to answer where we're going with this thread. It really doesn't bother me so much being in a mixed environment where there are non-smokers and smokers. What bothers me is these damn globes that they have in airports where you got 45 people in there, hacking it up. And as you walk past that entrance, you get this... All of a sudden, it's like a 60s flashback. So anyway, that's my two cents, non-smoker, smoker stance.
Well, you talked about the separation and everything. Well, that's more of a manners thing. You know, what's happening now is outright ban. I mean, it's actually difficult to find a place to smoke these days. And so I can see how people are concerned.
Well, they can smoke in their house, can't they?
Actually, you know what? They're trying to pass a law in some state to prevent that, too.
Now, how the hell can they do that? I don't know.
Well, see, now we've got Dave riled on the issue.
Okay, yes. I am riled on the issue. Because, you know, I respect people's privacies, okay? I don't care, gay, bi, straight. I don't care what they do in their home. That's their home. That's their property. Now, who the hell's going to come in there and tell them, anybody, that they can't smoke in their own house? That's bull crap. I don't buy that.
That's what's happening.
What state's doing that? What state is doing that?
I'll find out for you.
Actually, no, I think there are two. I believe it might be Connecticut and also California.
How the hell can they tell them not what to do? That's just like saying you can't cook fish because we don't like the fish smell.
If I recall correctly, what it revolves around is that the secondhand smoke would still linger inside a home, and if you had guests, it could affect the guest.
Then tell them to quit coming to my damn house. You know?
They don't have to come. You know what?
Golly. So stupid. You know, I hate the damn government and all the state government butt wipes that sit there. And all these ass wipes know how to do is sit around the room and go, well, what can we do today to take away individual rights? That is such BS. It just
that's how this issue is evolving. And actually, that talk of that and limiting where you can smoke, like in your car even, I think that's an issue in New York State now, where if you have a child under 18, who's in your car, you can't smoke in your car, things like that. Anyway, moving right along, there's two more threads just to cover quickly. This one posted by a new member who joined just to post this thread, some guy 34. It's titled, I have created a free energy plant. 323 replies. He opens with, I need someone to review my theorem, and it will not be publicly posted. It involves a continuous siphon, which is very simple, and the very least important to my schematics is just one way of generating energy. Now, as this thread moves along, his idea really is pure theory and has certainly, with over 300 replies, inspired a lot of activity from our members. And somehow he's looking for people to review his stuff. But as the thread evolves, it becomes clear that he saw this device in a vision and is starting to act more like a energy prophet than anything. And now this thread is beginning to feel like one of those typical threads that ends up with that word hoax in the title. Mm-hmm. So this is one to watch. But it's really interesting to see a study in this type of thread where a new member posts something fantastical and goes through quite an effort to try to defend himself, and a lot of our members just leaving him on the floor in tatters.
Yeah, you'd think these clowns would get the picture after a while that they're not going to come into AboveTopSecret.com, going to post these little things, thinking that everybody's going to go, wow, really? They're going to get picked apart like piranhas in a tasty deli, you know?
Which is good in a way. I mean, that does make it clear that if you have something fantastic and it passes muster on AboveTopSecret.com, it really is something to pay attention to.
Well, yeah, that's the plus side of AboveTopSecret.com. The downside is all these nuts think they can sit there and pull the wool over our eyes, and it ain't going to happen, baby puppy.
So speaking of puppies, the last thread...
Nice segue, huh?
International nice segue. Phenomena.
That's right. The thread author is Black Fox. 252 replies in the news forum. Psychopathic soldier throws puppy off cliff. Hmm. And he begins, these are our heroes, and people wonder why the world is starting to hate us. I'm not generalizing the military by the example of this, POS is the initials for what you can imagine, but it leaves one to wonder what else our soldiers are doing over there. And I actually have not seen the video. By the time I started looking into this thread, the video was removed from YouTube. But the reactions are clear that this guy threw a screaming puppy off a cliff, and you can hear the puppy hit, and he was laughing about it. Like I said, an international uproar over this, and... just like another notorious video that's been circulating online, but notorious for other reasons, reaction videos to this have actually become much more popular than the video itself on sites like YouTube and Break.com.
You're not talking about the one with a cup, would you?
Yes, I would be talking all about right. The cup, yeah.
Yeah.
And it really is sad to see how something like this has happened. I'm a real intense animal lover. Even if the video was available, knowing the outcome, I probably would not have watched it.
Okay, now see here. Now I just got to make one interjection here, and that is, on behalf of military men and women around the world, this is another example of what people perceive as because one person does it in an ethnic race or a religion or whatever, then everybody in that whole group should be condemned. See. You got nuts in every walk of life. You know, we got a pope that thinks all the other religions are going to go to hell if they're not Catholic. We've got a president of the United States that this guy, I would have liked to have seen him on the Howdy Doody show. You've got all these different people out there, And you can't just sit there and say, because this soldier tossed a puppy off of a balcony, that all soldiers are psychotic, that all soldiers are bad, that all soldiers have a bad heart. See, I ain't buying that. I ain't buying that one iota. Although,
unfortunately,
I don't defend the video, by the way. Defend the video. I'm just saying to sit there and come down on soldiers in general over there is crap, because that is not the case.
Unfortunately, though, that's what happens. But I think what we need is to take that, the way the public reacts to that, turn it around and use it to our advantage. We need a video that says, politician throws puppy off cliff.
That's what we need. Yeah. Or how about Bush throws puppy off cliff?
How about Bush throws Cheney off cliff?
Yeah, I love that one. In fact, I bought the DVD last night.
It's a two CD set. I did happen to watch the video. And I also watched a follow-up video, which claimed that it was that the first video that I'd watched was actually a hoax. And I have to tell you that when I first watched the video, I was just as equally disturbed in what everybody else has made in their remarks. But after closer examination of this, when you see him holding the puppy and then tossing the puppy, you know, when you hold a puppy or any dog for that matter by the scruff of the neck, you know how their legs kind of pull in, they kind of fold up next to the body. When the puppy is thrown off the cliff, those legs and everything are still in that hunched position, still real close to the chest and to the body, which leads me to believe that if the puppy was not a fake puppy, then the puppy was dead. Now, this does not mean that it's still wrong in any way, shape, or form. If the puppy were alive, when it was thrown, its legs should have extended out away from its body, flailing as an animal would, just like a person. You aren't going to see a person, if he's thrown off a cliff, keep his legs and arms clutched into his body. He's going to be flailing his arms and legs as he's falling down. And an animal will do just the same thing. The puppy remained in the exact same position as when the soldier was holding it from the back of the neck and then tossed it. And here again, I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm just offering another perspective.
You're not saying it's right. You said
I'm saying it's not wrong.
Yeah, you said, I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm sorry. You are correct. Whatever I said was wrong, which should have been right.
American Humane Society, you can, you too, you, Johnny.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah, all right, well, let's go on to your favorite subject, Bill, which is Ask the Skeptic Overlord.
Sure, let's go.
And we're going to start with where we left off. This next person along the chain of command here is Jarhead Jock. And he says, I think this might be a dumb question, and it is, Jarhead Jock, but what exactly is a skeptic overlord, Bill?
That's me.
Okay.
But John? I'm Bump. He'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Drinks half price on Wednesdays. John?
Okay. Wise Foolishness says, what do you think has been the most important aspect for the success of the site, i.e. advertising, members, etc.?
It's a two-parter. They both go hand in hand. It's been the search engine optimization, making sure the search engines like Google see everything that's posted to ATS and in a timely way. And that really wouldn't matter if the stuff that was posted was crap. So because we have such great stuff and Google sees it, people doing searches discover it, and that's really that 1-2 punch is the most important factor in our success.
Mm-hmm. All right. Member at AboveTopSecret.com, Scientist says, what's up with the blogs? I don't know what that means, but maybe you do, Bill.
Yes, I do, and it's not looking good. There's not much blogging software out there that enables the creation of multiple blogs under a domain like what we had before, that is within our price range. And when I say within our price range, I mean within, you know, less than several thousand dollars to be able to enable it for any member who wants one. For those who aren't familiar, we did have, and they're still up, they just can't be modified. We did use TypePad to have a service like that any member could get a blog with their member name. The version of TypePad we were using had a database problem. And once our database reached a certain size, then that's it, no more. And that can't be repaired. Upgrading from TypePad or going to another solution is several thousand dollars in order to deliver the same kind of service we had before. And that's what's causing the problem at this point.
Aces in the Hole asked this, have any major conspiracies actually been proven here since ATS started?
No, that's a good question. I think skirting up to that, we have certainly a lot of people. I don't know if it's been proven, but there's a lot of people that, because of the more reasonable and balanced discussion on something like 9/11 conspiracies, there's a lot more people that believe something is going on. Maybe not the grand inside job, but something has happened in the government, whether it's a cover-up of incompetence or a cover-up of a larger scale. You know, there's a lot of people that are very convinced that there's at least something like that. And I think, you know, we're really the only destination where there's a well-balanced discussion of a more sober look at situations like that. That's actually, I probably should have prepared for that question and seen what was coming up.
I know of one. There was that one query by some disgruntled members from years back that said ATS wouldn't last 10 years. Hello, that's wrong.
Right, there you go.
Nice recovery for the skeptic.
I tell you what, I will
get back to him.
An answer for that one next week. No, really, because my gut tells me there have been a couple things that have fleshed out an ATS that should be brought up to answer that question.
All right, last one. This is by member Coven. Why put so much time, Bill, into ATS? We all know there are googles of money available in web design and services, yet you remain ever faceted to this lovely conspiracy theory site. Is it because of a passion for conspiracy theories, or is it just a love of the concept in general?
It's a little of both. Yeah, I've had a long passion for things that are conspiracies, primarily beginning with UFOs and the government cover-up related to UFO sightings and experiences, but also in almost the same vein, starting since literally it was possible to start, a passion for people communicating online and sharing thoughts and creating content of their own. I was involved in BBSs and CompuServe way, 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 way back in the day. And it's sort of a dual passion, creating an environment where people can speak their mind freely, whatever they like. And in this case, it happens to be on stuff that's conspiracy related. Awesome!
Well, then that answers. Yeah, well, there answers that question. All right, Bill, well, listen, we really appreciate your time for coming into the show today and giving us your 3 cents worth. So so we'll see you next time, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, talk to you later, Bill.
Later.
Bye.
The ATS Mod Squad. To serve and protect the AboveTopSecret.com community from idiots, spammers, one-line posters, and trolls. If you want to come to AboveTopSecret.com and make intelligent contributions to our community, no problem. If not, prepare thyself to be mod squatted. The ATS Mod Squad, a group of dedicated members with the toughest job in the world, keeping civility on our home. A Three Amigos production.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you, getting to like you, getting to hope you like me, getting to know you, gonna get my way but nicely, you are precisely my cup.
Oh, that's too funny, guys. That's too funny. Hey, listen, friends, we're sitting here with a couple of stars in their own right from the BTS section. They host a show called The BTS Mix, and right now we'd kind of like to introduce them to everybody. We have on the phone Doc Hancock. Hello, Doc.
How's it going, guys?
Great. And we also have with us Spencer Tracy. Spencer, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, it's good to be with you guys.
It's good to have you guys.
I mean, what a great launch show that you guys did. I couldn't be prouder of both of you. So I want to tell you huge kudos from the John.
In fact, golf claps from the ATS Mix guys. Golf claps.
You guys are too sweet.
We've given you the clap. So, I mean, a couple of penicillin shots and you'll be okay.
Hey, it wasn't the first time.
We don't want to go to those stories. But speaking of stories, I mean, just a snippet of a minute or so. Tell me Let's go with you first, Doc. What do you do right now?
Well, I do a few things. I'm involved with the theater community here in New York City, and I also work for an advertising and design firm. So I've got a lot of pokers and a lot of different fires.
So what was your passion as a kid? I mean, was it anything that struck you along the way that got you kind of aimed towards what you're doing right now?
Well, you know, ever since I was real little, I've always loved to be the center of attention, which is great. You know, so it's put me into a lot of different things, and now I've landed into radio, and it's the most fun I've ever had. It's great.
Spencer, how about you?
Well, I enjoy a lot of different things. I enjoy being on the, of course, the podcast with you. There's my suck up for the day.
Well,
I got
done.
Started a long time ago, probably about 25 years ago in radio in Texas, and really just it was like a bug. Just it infects you. You have to stay in the business. You just love it. You love the people, and it's a lot of fun. It's changing right now, but got a great family. And I have only child syndrome. It's kind of like Doc was saying. You know, you get there and you have to be the center of attention. But it's magnified when you get into radio and do a little bit of theater from time to time. So that's kind of my background.
I'm kind of curious if I can ask you, Spencer, since I was in radio for a number of years, has there ever been a time where you've wanted to just grab the baseball bat and beat the hell out of the cart machines?
And for those of you who don't know what cart machines are, yes, way back when, especially when you get too much buildup on the heads, and you got to get your isopropyl alcohol out there with your Q-tips and clean
because
those off.
No longer will leave the little electronic dot on there.
That's exactly right. Yeah, way back when.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you guys are talking about the old analog days, which I'm very familiar with when did the Saigon show, because that's all we had was reel-to-reels back in those days even.
And I remember doing shows, some of my shows on reel-to-reel, too. Actually, Dave, I thought that yours were like the Flintstones. You had the little bird brought his head down onto the stone record and
spoke. Don't tell that story.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want them to know how old I really am. I've been telling them I'm 59. You know?
You're still a sexy man at 59, Dave.
Ooh, I love those more suck-ups. More claps. Good suck-up. Good suck-up. Good suck-up.
The clap.
Not again. Oh.
All right. Well, you guys, as I said before, terrific kudos for what a wonderful first launch of the BTS Mix Show. And what's kind of your visions of how you're going to do this? And each of you can give your opinion. Spencer, why don't you go first?
Well, I think that more than anything, we want the listeners of the podcast to really just become involved in the show. I mean, you guys are what make the show up. Your posts and your replies and your threads, that's what we feed off of. And you guys have such a great sense of humor. If we could cover every thread, we would do it. But we have kind of a limited amount of time that we can do. But you guys are the star of the show, really, by what you put into the threads and what you put on below Top Secret.
Doc?
Well, I've got big dreams for the BTS mix. You know, we just want to get fun and exciting things out there, get the listeners really involved and bring them into the podcast, you know, making sure that everybody's voice is heard as best as we can. And in the meantime, have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, wow. You know, Johnny and I both want to encourage everybody to listen to the weekly show of the BTS Mix with Spencer Tracy and Doc Hancock. And, guys, we can't thank you enough for coming on, and congratulations for an absolutely wonderful show, a
great show.
Can't give you enough kudos on that, brothers.
Well, thanks, Dave. You know, and through the whole process, I did notice that my check cleared, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. now, if the guy that whose checkbook I stole doesn't catch on to the thing, we're in great shape. All right, everybody.
Mine's still in the mail.
Yeah, really. So, everybody, please listen to the guys on a weekly basis. Unlike the above topsecret.com and the ATS Mix Show and the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Justin Case, these guys are really going to give you your entertainment buck worth, and that's worth the free membership on the LLC by itself. All right, guys, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Here's a Dave and Johnny classic blast from your past.
In 3, 2, 3.
ATS Mix. Thread discussion from AboveTopSecret.com.
Well, John, you know, you have mentioned before that you like going to areas where no man has gone before to steal one of the lines from the Star Trek series and Captain Kirk. But I forayed into another area that I kind of like going to every now and then, that's Skunk Works. because Skunk Works is pretty liberal when it comes to subject matter and stuff. And, I mean, you can get away with a lot more things in Skunk Works than you ever could possibly think about getting away in Above Politics or Above Top Secret or, you know, some of the more hard jaw thread kind of things, you know.
Sure, everything from reptilians, Bigfoot,
I love that,
to Tesla coils.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, have you seen that recent picture of John Rhodes?
No.
No, I think John really is a reptilian.
Why is that?
Well, I saw a photograph of him and his eyes were red. I mean, all the people on Above Top Secret seem to think if just because your eyes reflect red that, you know, you're a reptilian, you know.
I think that was the night that photograph was taken with Mark Allen, better known as Springer, after a couple of Maker's Marks.
And I also think that was in the San Jose photo, wasn't it?
I think we all pretty much had red eyes there.
Since we're in Skunk Works, I just wanted to throw that in about the reptilian thing. Okay, here we go. Tom Cruise. All right, this is in the ATS Skunk Works. The name of the thread is Tom Cruise Isn't Crazy, and it's by member High Kicks. And I think High Kicks is a dancer, if I'm not mistaken.
High Kicks, and let him know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. He's not a dancer, or she's not a dancer, but it looks like that way. Okay, anyway, here we go. Tom Cruise Isn't Crazy. A few months ago, there was a big stir about Tom Cruise spending $5 million. Did you read about this, John?
I'd heard about it, yeah.
Okay. On a bunker to protect against an alien attack. Here is something to think about, though. Say something happens, but it's an alien attack, a nuclear attack, or a global catastrophe of some kind. Tom Cruise will have a bunker stockpiled with food, a working sewage system, probably some kind of entertainment, an oxygen filtering system, anything you could possibly think of that will sustain life for years and years to come. If, and that's a big if, you possibly had any preparation for a catastrophe, you would have a few cans of beans and some water. So for those people that say he is absolutely crazy, in the grand scheme of things, Tom Cruise isn't crazy. He's just more prepared than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, X-Madness, as I scroll down a couple of posts, says, I agree. My family stocks food for up to 3 years using freeze-dried stockpiles. We actually just renewed our stockpiles because our old stockpile had finally expired. It was from a company called blah, blah, blah foods and was purchased in 1975. I am not sure where the new food is coming from, to be honest. The greater portion of my mother's side of the family is Mormon. This also includes my two sisters, my brother-in-law, and my nephew. They pretty much believe preparation on all fronts, both spiritual and physical, is prudent. The Rainy Day Food Company slogan pretty much says it all. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. You are
I had jumped down a little bit beyond where you were, John. I'm down to Digital Girl.
Digital Girl, all right.
I'm getting good on these things. It says GRL, but I assume it's Digital Girl.
Yeah.
Intellectual historian. Is it a secret? Is it safe? Is her little subtopic little highlights from Illinois. And she's been a member since 2004. And, of course, if it's not a she, then you can have to correct. Yeah, you to you, whatever. You to you, Johnny. I don't think the fact that he invested money in a bunker was the issue that we look to get on validating that we think he's crazy or not crazy. It's the reason why Galactic Warlord named Xenu is coming back. I don't know who Xenu is. I heard of Xanadu, but that was with Olivia Newton-John or whatever. Even if you were plausible, if an alien warlord has the ability to, first of all, not die after 75 billion years, do you know who Xenu is?
Well, here the deal. The Lightworker 12 above this post said Galactic Lord Xenu commanded the Prophet Cruise to spread warnings of the Thetans, and I, for one, will be following his directions most thoroughly. Prepare for the alien volcano nukes. Rah!
Okay. All right. So that now this makes sense. But then it gets down to this thing, and it says, I can see the headlines now. Alien attack hits planet Earth. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes only are the survivors. I guess they'll be printing the paper also. Galactic Warlord still trying to figure out a way to breach compound with alien technology. And then he goes on and on and on and on. But, you know, the one I really like, and there's a couple of them, and then you can jump in. JPM1602 has one that says, Wookiees use titanium-tip missiles to impregnate Cruz's womb. More than 11. I have no idea what the hell that's about. But the one that I really like is Now Then. Now Then says, tell that to the squirrels. They do all right by stockpiling food now, don't they? And then JPM1602 replies, stupid little tail-wagging squirrels peeing on my dogs from light poles. Death to the Illuminati, inspired squirrels. Death. LOL. Have you seen the photograph?
Are you talking about the one with the squirrel with the little submachine gun?
with a 50 caliber machine gun.
It's classic.
I saw that. They can hoard all those stupid nuts they want, but start hoarding weapons of mass destruction, and I'll set Bush on their bushy little arses.
Well, you know, there are a lot of faiths and religions that believe that stockpiling and storing food is not a bad thing. And I have to tell you.
Is it the Mormons that do that?
The Mormons are one faith that I do believe does that.
The clowns on the bicycles, don't they do that also?
That's the Mormons.
Oh, sorry. Well, who's the other guys? Who's the other guys? Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Are those the ones that stand up and shake and all that moan and stuff?
Could
I'm not making
be.
Fun. I'm just trying to identify which religion I'm referring to.
Yeah. And I believe as they are receiving the Holy Spirit and probably speaking in tongues.
Yeah, speaking in tongues. Isn't that a Church of the Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints or something?
It could be. There's probably other faiths that believe along those same lines also.
Okay, well, you know what? Bicycle guys in.
I got to tell you that just right off the get-go, I have nothing against anybody that wants to stockpile food.
No,
because
I don't.
I think that in the times that we're living in, that might not be such a bad thing to do. I'll tell you one thing I wish I had a stockpiled on. I wish.
Do you want to say it on air?
Sure. I wish that back several years ago, I had purchased more ounces of gold when it was just below $300 a troy ounce, because now being at over $800 a troy ounce, I would have been sitting very pretty. I also wish that I would have maybe bought a huge trucker container, a fuel container, and would have bought as much gas as I could, because at the price gas is at now and where it's going. Of course, obviously, that last one is not a viable thing. I think gas goes bad after a while. So,
yeah,
I don't think really.
Thing may not be a good idea. But I think the gold thing, you were right on that one.
Yeah. In fact, I have invested in gold and silver both off and on for about 26 years. And I experienced what happened with gold back in the late 70s when it shot up over the $800 mark. And I knew right then and there, ooh, man, if this ever drops down again to a point where I can buy little bits at a time, I'm going to do that, because history tends to repeat itself. Now, getting back on subject, as far as this thread goes and the stockpiling and all that good stuff, this particular thread currently has 4 pages. And I'm going to shoot all the way to page 4, where WESBO, Westbo, maybe, I don't know, says, is Tom Cruise crazy? I don't know. He has beliefs, that's all. Are people crazy for believing in God? No, I don't think so. Everybody is allowed to believe in what they want to, except if they believe in killing loads of people for the good of humanity, of course. He's a rich guy. Good for him. But making a bunker can't be that crazy and useless, mm-hmm. or bunkers would not exist if they were useless. Mm-hmm. Will it outstand an alien attack? Can't tell you.
Firstly, because we don't know if aliens exist. And if they do, we don't know their technologies. But if we go into a nuclear war, his bunker would probably come out to being useful. But for him, building a first-class bunker isn't more stupid than building a villa at Saint-Tropez. Anyway, that's just my point of view.
Yeah, I think I'll take the villa at Saint-Tropez.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, Katie Holmes comes with it, and then I'm going to have to change my mind.
Yeah. Tyranny 22 says, laughing my AO. Awesome. It'll be just like War of the Worlds. That's just too funny. I'd like to hear more about his Vlad tactics and this coming alien invasion. Great stuff. Maybe you should write up a short story on BTS, LMAO. Great stuff. So,
well, you know, I think we've hammered this as much as we can possibly do. And I think the bottom line is, you know, it's, you know, if Tom Cruise wants to spend $5 million for security for his family and himself and whatever, you know, and he's got the money to do it, who cares? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, does that make him crazy? No. Does that mean he has a hell of a lot more money than all of us put together? Yes. So, I mean, it doesn't really bother me that Tom Cruise is spending $5 million on this thing. You know, would I do that if I had $5 million that I didn't have anything to do with? Absolutely not. You know, there's a lot of things I might do with $5 million, but building a bunker underground on a what if is not one of them. So, we appreciate the high kicks starting of the thread. And again, for our ATS members, this is the ATS Skunkworks. Tom Cruise isn't crazy. Now, Johnny and Dave, a different question.
We'll be back with more ATS Mix right after this brief message.
Whoa, what's that?
It's the UFO at O'Hare Airport on AboveTopSecret.com.
The what? Where?
AboveTopSecret.com.
No, a real UFO in Chicago? Are you kidding?
No, dozens of people saw it, and AboveTopSecret.com has pictures and eyewitnesses, too.
Look, people are asking them questions.
Yeah, and if you join AboveTopSecret.com, you can, too.
When fantastic things happen to everyday people, they come to AboveTopSecret.com, the place where everyone can talk about anything. AboveTopSecret.com. Deny ignorance. ATS Mix.
Yeah, listen up.
From AboveTopSecret.
Jesus Christ.
.com.
Well, here's a subject matter that I think I may have never asked about, Dave, and so I thought I would address this to you now. Do you have good health care? Do you have insurance?
Well, yeah, I do. And fortunately, I have the ability to actually pay for it because my health care at 59. Now, yeah. You got to keep in mind that it has to do with what your deductible is and whatever.
Right.
But for Bunny and I, and including Jack, who's still on our policy because he still lives with us.
Right.
My health care, now, I'm not going to give a promotion of the health care company, but with a $1,000 deductible, which is pretty low for family, mine is like $1,700.
Is that per month?
Yeah. Here's the thing about it. Because Bunny has osteoporosis.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah. And has real bone problems, okay, as far as calcium and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And her age only gets worse. I cannot afford not to have this kind of insurance because she is having to take daily shots now to build up her bone mass in order to prevent her from really having serious problems. And that medicine alone is $800 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
But our out-of-pocket expense because of this policy we have is only $35.
Oh, that isn't too bad.
Yeah. So when you deduct what she's having to take now until doomsday, now once we get to a point where we're, Medicare, then I'm dropping it like a hot potato. But until then, I can't afford not to have it, John, because of the medicine she needs.
Right. Well, you know, there are a lot of people that are concerned about health care right now. And, in fact, that is one of the subjects that a lot of our presidential candidates here in the U.S., that is going to be one of their priority topics that they're going to be using while they're campaigning. So we asked some of our members in a sound-off what their thoughts were on the health care system here in the U.S.
And you know, we'll be dead regardless of what or who gets elected before they ever get it to where it affects us. You know that, don't you?
Probably. We'll be doing the sound offs from the grave.
A T S
ATS Mix. Sound off.
What's wrong with healthcare?
Here in the UK, we have the National Health Service. To be honest, with a family member being in hospital right now, it's a complete waste of time. No nurses, no doctors, no weekend staff. It's all agency work. Absolutely terrible.
This is Elevated One here sounding off about healthcare. Here in the U.S., we need help. We have too many people who can't pay for the healthcare that they need. I feel that we have enough doctors, nurses, hospitals, clinics. Now we need a program that would allow everyone to get the medical attention they need without worrying how they'll pay for it. I think our president should use all resources and funds available and get this done quickly.
ATS, this is Clever One chiming in on healthcare. What do I think of it? I think it could be much better. I think pharmaceutical companies are raking in way too much money, and there's too many old ladies out there who can't afford health care. It needs to change.
This is the Libra, and I think you'll never hear a politician tell you what the biggest threat to our health care system really is. It's the guilty patients driving up the expense of the system. I don't mean the blameless innocents like those afflicted with cancer or ALS or some degenerative bone disease. I'm talking about Fatty McFatFat, Jimmy the Druggie, Smokin' Jenny, and all their unhealthy friends, any of which I'm sure applied to most of us here. I myself am currently a McFatFat, but Jenny is an ex of mine. You, and when I say you, I mean we, treat our bodies like crap. And when it finally craps out on you, you go to the doctor, and you expect him to fix you perfectly, but also to cough up half the Golden Fort Knox if anything goes wrong. You think your body's like a car, where there's a manual that tells you how to fix every part or how to replace it with a working one. And you think your doctor is nothing more than a shady mechanic. And if your car isn't fixed, he must not have done his job right. In reality, it's a lot more like professional sports. You got different schools of thought, a heavy element of chance, an infinite number of variables, favorite teams, and even all-stars. There might be a lot of scandals, and shady deals, and fixed games, and outright illegal practices among both. But the vast majority of the players play to win against the other team. For doctors, the opposite team is death. Let's be honest with ourselves. The few of us that aren't putting ourselves in the doctor's office through unhealthy habits are having to wait in line behind everyone that's suing the doctors for a losing game. And that's the real reason everything's so expensive. It's high school economics. Price moves up as demand increases against a limited supply. Doctors are 1 in 1,000. Patients are a dime a dozen. And for every noble fight against cancer, like our good friend William Wonsack, we've got 100,000 Fatty McFatFat and friends driving up demand, and lawsuit-happy delusionals destroying the supply. Frankly, what else did you think would happen? The biggest problem isn't the massive conspiracies, the incestuous relationship between doctors and insurance companies, or even the criminal lobbyists pushing through pork-drenched bills. It's the old 1-2 punches of greed and denial by the single greatest economic driving force in the equation, the customer.
We'll be back with more ATS Mix right after this brief message.
This is HNX. You may know me as the secret informant for Dave and Johnny's ATS Mix show. What a lot of you may not know is that I chose their show because AboveTopSecret.com is the only website out there that covers all the subjects that I love, whether it's a conspiracy about 9/11 or the secret United Nations meetings with extraterrestrials. I know I'm going to get the need-to-know updated information that I crave. I'd tell you more, but then I'd have to kill you. X out.
Now, from the very top of AboveTopSecret.com, it's time to catch up with Springer, a.k.a. Mark Allen. This is Springer Sprung.
This segment is being brought to you by Maker's Mark, the drink of champions. When is the best time to enjoy a drink? Well, according to Springer, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere in the world.
All right, everybody, it's time for everybody's favorite owner, the COO from the Above Network LLC, my bud, my pal, my friend, the Springinator, a.k.a. Mark Allen. Hey, Markaroo, what are you doing, bro?
Man, I'm about to, actually, I'm doing a lot better. I quit smoking 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. No. And, yeah, tell everybody about that.
Well, you guys experienced the first week of that when we were working feverishly to get the new demos done for ATS Mix Radio.
You mean all your hate emails and told us we're all going to burn in hell?
Those, yeah, my eyebrows haven't grown back yet.
Yeah, the wrath of God.
I'll tell you what, there's a new medicine on the market called Chantix, and here's a plug for those guys.
Yeah.
You know, I went from 3.5 to 4 packs a day to, wow, as Dave would say, zippity-doo-dah day, nothing. And, you know, the first 7 days were pure hell, but it was like the 6th or 7th day actually was better than the day before, finally. Yeah. So now it's really not bad. I really don't even think about it, but man, whew,
Don't you have Honda doing that also?
Have who?
Honda, your wife Honda.
Honda. yeah, she quit too, but she only smoked like a pack and a half a day. So, you know, it actually was harder for her.
Why is that?
She smoked less. I don't know.
That doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, now, all right, let me ask you this. I mean, because I'm ex-smoker, and now you are ex-smoker. I mean, how many days was it down the pike before you really started getting your taste buds back and food really started tasting really pretty good?
Well, I don't think I've got enough in the hole yet, because it'll be 3 weeks Wednesday. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I can't tell a difference yet. I'll just put it that way. And I know everybody says that you do, but I don't think I've been quit long enough yet.
All right, one last question on the cigarettes, and then we're going to move on to some more rants. So what is the worst – I told my story. So what is the worst time for you when you really – it's your biggest battle? What is it? When you have a Maker's Mark or when you have a meal? What's your favorite just thing that really drives you nuts right now still?
Well, you know, that's the amazing thing about this medicine is, like I said, after the 7th day, I'm not having any problems, honest to God. I mean, I'm really not craving cigarettes. So it's amazing. And I think that's the beauty of this medicine, is the way it works is it traps, the first week you're on it, you keep smoking, and it traps the nicotine on the receptors in your brain. So while you're smoking for that week, you know, it's literally trapping nicotine on the receptors in your brain. So theoretically, unless you're an idiot and you smoke 4 packs a day to where it can't trap enough, theoretically, when you quit on the 7th day, you don't have any physical withdrawals because the medicine has trapped the nicotine on your receptors. Your brain thinks it's getting nicotine when it's not. Now, if you're a moron like me and you smoke 4 packs a day, obviously you're going to go through hell anyway. So I would say the first 7 days, the worst was that cup of coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I can't believe you were smoking 4 packs a day.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Christ.
Wow.
I mean, I was smoking maybe 1.5 to 2 packs a day and thought that was a lot. But 4, my God, man.
Yeah.
How many cigarettes
Now,
here's a question. How many cigarettes did you have lit at one time not really thinking about it? I mean, drunk or sober?
Oh, there was a lot of times I'd have 2 going at once.
Well, I had 2 and I was sober. You mean you never had more than 2?
Nah.
Like one lit one place in the house in the ashtray and one somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, well, what would happen is I'd have 2 ashtrays right at the same spot. So I'd have one on the side table next to my chair. No, I'd have one on the computer table next to my computer. Well, if I was sitting back, like, reading a magazine or watching TV, and I put a cigarette down in the ashtray on the side table, and then an email would come through or something, and I'd lean forward and start reading the email, I'd spark up another one, and it would be sitting in the ashtray next to the computer. So, you know, I'd sit there and look and go, oh, geez, this is great, man. I got one in case I go back and one when I lean forward. But that was the worst I ever did.
Okay, all right, let's move on. I got a question. You know, I mean, you're in the Indian Territory, and, of course, I lived up there briefly in between Vietnam tours. Have you ever gone to any of those Indian powwow things that they have back there in the hill country, in the mountains and stuff?
No, I haven't. Honda wants to, and I think it would be kind of neat to try, but I have not.
And kudos to the American Indians that are in our country, our founding fathers and mothers, if you will. That was one thing of my brief time in Oklahoma that I absolutely blew me away was going to one of those powwow things that they have on the weekends where they have all their teepees and whatever and they have these big fires and watching the native dances and stuff. I was so mesmerized by that stuff. It just really blew me away.
Now, when I was a kid, I went to one, but I haven't as a grown-up. But I'll tell you what I'm most proud of the Native Americans in Oklahoma for. They, you know, they get their own nations here, and they have their own license plates, okay? And they really do have their own governments. And about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, most of the cars and trucks that you saw with a like Comanche Nation license plate was like a Chevrolet or, you know, a Toyota or just a regular car. Then they passed, the Comanche Nation and the other nations passed legalized gambling. Right. And they started building casinos. And it's a great story because when they first started the casinos, they were in, don't be like, you know, it used to be a gas station, just really tiny, cheap. And as they made their money, they started building freestanding buildings that were designed to be casinos. And then I looked around and the license plates were attached to Cadillacs and, you know, nicer cars, obviously. Well, now they're building casinos that truly rival Vegas. And now, just the other day, I saw a Comanche Nation tag on a Bentley. You got to love that, man.
I do love that. All right.
They are taking the money back.
Yeah, well, this is kind of our teaser of what your future shows are going to be about. So what are we going to talk about on a weekly basis with the Springinator?
You know, I'm going to try to avoid the stuff that really pisses me off because I don't like to listen to angry people.
Well, good. Then we get to listen to you being angry for all of us then, right?
I'm going to try to avoid that. But I think, you know, I think we have so many cool things happening in the Above Network and all of its many affiliates and associate projects that I think we'll have plenty to talk about. And I also, you guys know I am the alien and UFO overlord, I guess, of ATS. And inevitably, there's going to be some great things that come up in that realm that we're going to want to talk about.
Well, we did, and then
whatever crazy stuff you guys dream up.
You know, we just got through talking with your buddy here not too long ago in the Skeptic Overview, and he brought up a thread there about the alien spaceship that supposedly was caught by the Cassini thing around Saturn. I was just curious, did you get a chance to look at that thread, and what were your thoughts on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that thread right there is a classic example of what makes AboveTopSecret.com so awesome. I mean, you know, you look at that, and you go, wow, that's crazy. And then within a couple of hours, we'll have people who are genuine, you know, photographic experts, imaging experts, look at that, and they'll tell you, well, that's a lens flare. And then not only will they just say it, but they'll prove it, and they'll show you examples. There's still oddities in those images. If you go toward the back pages of that, the latter pages, there's another shot of the star and something really crazy looking. When you knock the glare out of the image, there's a bizarre cylinder-looking thing between Cassini and the star, which is fascinating, too. But, yeah, it's a great thread. And it's getting mainstream attention all over the place.
Yeah. Well, we got about 1 minute, Markaroo. So what do you, what's going on the site right now that you're most proud about as far as, you know, the way it looks or, you know, the member participation, the huge influx of new people? I mean, what's your proudest thing about the site right now?
You know, I got to tell you that ATS Mix right now, thanks to you guys in no small way, obviously, is what I'm absolutely proudest of right now. There's no question about it. I mean, we've all worked our butts off, and we're going to have big news about that very soon. And it's great. I mean, my God, the downloads almost crashed our humongous servers.
Really?
Remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
When I was in New York.
Right.
I'm in New York City, and Bill calls me. He's like, oh, my God, you know, ATS Mix is just getting slammed. We had like 4 million downloads in one afternoon.
Wow.
Just ungodly. And to be honest to God, I think this has been one of the best collaborations in my professional career, building this show. Now we're in the new format, and the reason we're in it is just unbelievable.
Well, listen, we're at the end of your segment here. We got to go to our next segment, but want to tell everybody that we're going to be featuring Mark, a.k.a. Springer, and his Honda stories on a weekly basis here on the ATS Mix Show. So until next time, Mark, we really appreciate your time, and we'll see you next week, brother.
Hey, guys, have a great one. Thanks.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care, Mark.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, I think that the members really can look forward to a lot of fun things with him. And as he says, he wants to discuss things that piss him off. So there you go. He's our boss. So
is that what he
go.
Said? I thought he said he didn't want to discuss things that pissed him
oh,
off.
Oh, no, no. He said he wants to discuss things that piss him off. So, boy, that could be a long show.
Yeah, it's a month-long show. Start downloading now. It'll be completed in a year.
Yeah, so we'll be back with more entertainment right after this.
If you like what we discussed, you're going to love AboveTopSecret.com. I can tell you, AboveTopSecret.com's members and staff, they're top-notch. They're smart, current, articulate, and would you believe they're even polite? In fact, AboveTopSecret.com is world-renowned for its excellent management. And since they're one of the best boards on the Internet with thousands of posts every day, you know they're doing it right. They've also got a hilarious podcast called ATS Mix, hosted by legendary Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous, that covers all the hottest AboveTopSecret.com topics and conspiracy rumors. AboveTopSecret.com has dozens of forums, from UFOs and aliens to conspiracies, paranormal, and much, much more. So much more that I don't have time to name them all. Take it from me, AboveTopSecret.com is worth your time, because with more than 3 million posts and more than 250,000 topics, the truth is in there. So stop by AboveTopSecret.com and tell them I sent you. You can thank me tomorrow.
Hear ye, hear ye. May I direct your attention to...
And we're just about at the close of our show, and of course, this is the moment in time where we toss it over to our good friend and partner, Dave Rabbit, who gets to do a little rant and rave if he so cares to. What is getting your fur all riled up today?
Well, unlike last week, where the guy beheaded his nephew
right.
in a grocery store, that kind of rocked me too much, and I didn't really get a chance to really rant about it. I found one this week on the site, AboveTopSecret.com. Breaking alternative news, Sally Kern, gays are infiltrating our city council. That really just chapped my buttocks.
Sure, and for those that don't know, let me go ahead and read a little of the snippet from the top of the thread, which says, "This is why it is critical that folks speak out against gay hate speech. Sure, Representative Sally Kern has the right to be hateful and to say hateful things as long as she doesn't threaten people, but she doesn't have the right to stay in the legislature. The people have got to speak up and vote her out of office, or better yet, the legislators should impeach her and remove her from office. I see this as being no different than a state of legislator coming out of the closet as a rabid racist and supporter of the KKK. It must be made clear that it is wrong to refer to people made in the image of God as being a cancer, as being worse than the terrorist or Islam. And let's not attack those Muslim people either, but I guess Representative Kern is a bigot in more than one way or another." And I'm quoting what the snippet says. "This kind of speech is sick and wrong. I would encourage folks to call Ms. Kern and let her know that hate is not an Oklahoma value. And for that matter, it isn't a Christian value either." And that's the snippet from the top of the thread.
Yeah, when I read this, you know, I tell you what really chaps my buttocks, and that is anybody in elected official capacity, whether they're a mayor or a city councilman, whether they're a governor of a state, Pope Benedict at the head of the Catholic Church, that nut, or anybody else, I cannot stand prejudice in any way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, I grew up in that world. I remember African Americans coming to the back of my uncle's restaurant in a little town. I won't mention the town, but it would come up and it said, you know, blacks only, and getting their food through the back window. And I grew up in a prejudicial world. My mom and dad, I was brought up in different values. Doesn't mean that I don't have an opinion about other people's lifestyles, but it means that I respect people and how they live their life, as long as they don't interfere and cross the line and get into mine. This Sally Kern broad is really chapping my butt. Here she is, an elected official, sitting there and bad-mouthing the gay community. I don't care if someone is gay, bi, or straight. By God, if you're in charge of a group of constituents, you don't stand up there and you sit there and degrade or badmouth or down another human being on planet Earth. You know, it's not right. I'd like to take a 2x4 and beat this biatch within a sense of her life because it is asinine. Now, John, you agree or disagree with this?
This is a Dave's rant, so I have no opinion.
You don't, it doesn't burn your bridges that somebody stands up as an elected official, has the audacity to sit there and badmouth their own constituency?
Yes, government is supposed to be for everybody, regardless.
All right. Well, see, that's what I'm saying, basically. And I guess that's the end of my rant. I mean, I guess I could go on and on and on, but we don't have time for that on the show.
And once again, as we said last week, people wonder why we have the Dave's rant at the end of the show.
That's right, because we figure if the SEC is going to kill something, it's going to be at the end of the show, and all the post-production work doesn't go in vain.
And prevents us from having to do a disclaimer at the very beginning.
Very good. I love that.
Anyway, folks, we appreciate everybody joining us on this ATS Mix show. We want to remind everybody, go to one of the sound-off threads that we have on ATS Mix and call our toll-free number and sound off. Participate. This is a member participation segment that we're trying to involve you folks with. The only
and may
way...
I say something, John, about sure. the toll-free? You know, as much as Johnny and I personally like it, whoever that girl is that keeps calling up and going, as much as Johnny and I enjoy that, could you kind of just maybe stay on topic?
Either that or leave us a phone number so we can get back to you.
There you go. There you be. So until next time, that's it for this edition of the ATS Mix Show. I'm Dave Rabbit.
And I'm Johnny Anonymous. We'll see you next time on the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.AboveTopSecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.